Daymond John is one of the sharks on the hit series Shark Tank. We've had him on before. Always very enlightening. He's appearing at Anderson's Bookshop in LaGrange tonight at 7 p.m. for signing of his new book, which we'll talk to him about right now probably. Hi, Daymond. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
The new book is called The Power of Broke. Explain the title if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, sure. The Power of Broke is a concept that, if you don't have money or resources, and even if you do, you have to have this thought process that money is not going to get you there. It's going to be your agility, or it's the people around you, like mentors, and your ability to take affordable steps. And I put myself in the book, but I also have 15 other well-known and wildly successful CEOs that have all activated the power of broke to get where they are today, like Kevin Plank, the one who runs Under Armour and doing about $4 or $5 billion a year. And he started off with nothing, was unable to pay a toll going across the toll bridge, so he had to get a ticket. That's how broke he was.
All right. And you, of course, the founder of FUBU, a clothing line that's out all over the place. And then the first season of Shark Tank cost you $750,000.
Yeah. I can't say that it was a total loss because a lot of the investments have come through. But initially, investing in a lot of the companies, I didn't have the infrastructure around to help support them. So I wasn't activating the power of broke and thinking I could just throw money at them. So I wasn't being, as supportive as I was supposed to be as a shark. And that's one of the reasons why I started to write the book, because I started to realize that, the people that come on Shark Tank and succeed, they have this thought process that they're gonna win anyway, so they keep trying and trying and trying until they figure it out, but they take affordable steps.
Have you gotten all that $750,000 back yet?
Yes, I have. After about the third season, we made it all back in one deal.
Look at that.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad.
I can't even conceive any amount like this. I mean, really, it blows your mind.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter the size of the deal necessarily, because the $750 obviously is a lot of money. I started off my business with $40, but it's really the amount of effort you put into it, because you can put $10 million into a deal, or let's look at all the athletes and a lot of winners that 3 years outside the league, they are bankrupt, right? Or 3 years outside of winning the lotto. You can throw a lot of money and resources at, and it's endless, right? We look at the story of Kanye West, who says he's $50 million in debt. If Kanye can't do something with $50 million and being one of the most recognizable people on the planet, then what are you going to do with $100,000? So you need to be able to do it with $5 or not at all,
Damon, you just said something, and I've heard other entrepreneurs say this. I started this business with $40. Let's say you have the best idea, but all you have in your wallet is $40. What do you spend that $40 on?
Well, it all depends. Hopefully, you'll be able to spend that on your first sample. But even if you can't afford a sample, I tell people, right now you can take your iPhone and talk about your concept and maybe do a drawing and maybe submit it to crowdfunding and you pick up a couple of thousand there. But you got to keep them growing no matter what.
The crowdfunding is a completely new system. And I have to tell you the truth, when I go through a lot of these GoFundMe pages and stuff, I could pick 30 people that I want to donate money to. It's terrible tragedy, like funerals and somebody's lost their kid.
Yeah.
This has changed the way businesses operate and the way people get started, hasn't it? Like a lot.
Yeah, it has. I mean, but crowdfunding often it's now on a public platform. But you look at somebody like a Mark Cuban when he was in college. The story is that he called up a couple of buddies and everybody pitched in $1,000 and they all bought a bar. And you can do that today. I mean, you call over 30 friends of yours and say, hey, I'm coming up with this concept. Can everybody pitch in $500? And then you have a Facebook page of how you're progressing. First of all, you're going to find out who your friends and family really are. Right?
And how good of friends they are. Because really, Bill, I love you. But if you asked me for, a couple $1,000, I'm
nothing?
Sorry, I wouldn't give it
That's
to you.
That's not good.
Exactly. But also, think about it. What if somebody does go and succeed and you weren't invited to the party? You would say, hey,
What about me?
Money for you? Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Me? What am I? A chopped liver? Yeah. So there's a lot of ways to really go out and raise capital. But the whole theory of you need money to make money that we've been raised on is crap. Because if you look over 65% of the wealthiest individuals, or whether on Time or Inc. on the list or Forbes, they're all self-made men and women. That means they were all broke. And yeah. I mean, they wouldn't be able to get on the list if you just passed down money from generation to generation.
And think about it, too. You get free advertising on Twitter, on Facebook. If you come up with something, there's free advertising right there.
Absolutely.
On social media.
Absolutely. Today, you know, people are doing millions of dollars out of their home because there's somebody at home on social media. They have a voice, right? And they're creating a following, and they have millions of people who are following these people, and then they're converting and selling them something as well. They're selling them. They could be mompreneurs talking about the best way to take care of your children, or they could be auto mechanics talking about things. So there's a lot of ways that people are converting every single day on smartphones.
We're talking to Damon John, one of the sharks from Shark Tank. He has a new book, The Power of Broke. He's appearing at Anderson's Bookshop in LaGrange tonight at 7 p.m. for a signing. That's right there on LaGrange Road. AndersonBookshop.com has all the details. What would you say, Damon? You've been doing this a long time, and I'm sure you see the same mistakes over and over again. What's the most frustrating mistake you see young entrepreneurs make that they don't need to be making?
The most frustrating mistake I see young entrepreneurs make is... bottom line is, most small businesses, the top reason they fail is usually overfunding. It's usually the fact that they have an idea and they go out and borrow this large amount of money or leverage their credit cards or take a $100,000 loan. They haven't proven the concept yet, and then they go out there and they build a $20,000 website, and they go out and get these great marketing people and take out ads, and they haven't sold anything yet, and they go and get inventory. So if you have one thing that you create and it's you're not going to sell it, well, getting $100,000 worth of it, now you're going to have $100,000 worth of crap you can't sell. You have to figure it out one by one by one. I sold one hat, then four, then 10, then 100. And that's the biggest challenge that people have. They think the money's going to get them there, and it's not. It's just going to create bad debt.
What's next for you? What do you need to do next just for self-fulfillment?
Oh, you know, I still, you know, listen, I'm part of an amazing show where people allow me to invest in their dreams, and I have, you know, I have an obligation to them as well. And so I have a lot of amazing Shark Tank companies that I work with, as well as my own companies. But believe it or not, I'm learning more from the Shark Tank individuals than they're learning from me. I'm seeing all these new ways that these kids, these millennials, are doing business, and it's helping me in a selfish way be able to apply that in my current businesses.
Damon, one of your co-stars, Mark Cuban, has been pretty outspoken about what the country would be like under Donald Trump's presidency. I haven't heard you weigh in on it. You're a very successful businessman, as is Mr. Trump. Is this a good move to put a businessman in the White House or not?
You know, I really don't touch on politics in that sense. I only care about
you're one a smart thing man. You know that.
Well, you know, I only care about one thing when it comes to politics: is how many small jobs are they going to, and small businesses are these people going to help build? You know, there's 28 million small businesses in this country. That makes up 50% of this country's. You know, of what we do annually. So small business is big business, and the candidate that's going to speak the most about creating more jobs and giving our small businesses access to capital and proper insurance and ways to employ people, that's the candidate I'm going to go for. And if he's going to do that, then it'll be, you know, somebody that I'll be willing to listen to.
All right. Okay.
All right. And before we let you go, Damon John on the line with us. His website is DamonJohn.com. Could you please tell Bill what FUBU means? Because he told me something
very wrong. I thought it was something dirty.
No, not something dirty. So FUBU has always been for us bias, but the confusion or the misunderstanding is people always thought it was for us bias for color, but it was always about a culture. I created FUBU when we were told that the company Timberland didn't want African Americans and or rappers wearing their clothes, and I said, who's ever going to be proud about the people who wear our clothes? So I decided to create FUBU, and I have dressed many. I was the first person to dress NSYNC because they were cool. I didn't care about their color as long as they were cool. So it's always been for us bias, and that's it. Now, it was empowered by a culture that is created primarily by African Americans, which is rap, yes, but I will dress Eminem just as fast as I'll dress, you know, LL Cool J. Doesn't matter to me. So that's FUBU. And when and you know what? that's what the book is all about. It's kind of like a Forest Bias, because when you see people come out today to the book signing, there's going to be so many like-minded entrepreneurs in the room that they, I'm starting to notice, they come out and speak to me a little bit, but then they turn around to the side and they find their next coder or web designer or distributor or investor. So it's a big networking thing.
I live in LaGrange, so I'm going to try and show up tonight at Anderson's Bookshop in LaGrange, 7 o'clock, because I'm going to just steal everyone's ideas and get really rich.
Good move. Do you want Wendy to pick you up a sandwich, Damon?
Well, out there too.
Yeah, right.
Damon, thank you. It was great talking to you. Have a good time at Anderson's Bookshop later tonight.
All right. I appreciate it. See you
all
right there.
It's Damon John, everybody.
He's so cool. I live walking distance, 26 South LaGrange Road. Really, I'm going to go just listen to everybody's ideas.
Then
I'm going to put it up on my Facebook page and go, this is my idea. You know I wouldn't do that.
I don't know that you wouldn't do that. I'm afraid you might do that.
You know, money would ruin me.
It would. It would spoil you. All right, a quick break. A little bit more show after that. Bill and Wendy, WGN.